John, well, we've got other ideas. We'd like you to come to us for Christmas. So I thought, as I said to Brenda, you don't turn down an invitation from your own children.
That's right, yeah.
But actually, I was
But you don't go
forward.
Every year.
I certainly am not. I was looking forward, actually, to looking after Neil.
It was one year she could have done without the invitation,
Definitely.
Though, isn't it, this year, because she wanted her other friends and Neil.
Yes. And you and Dave could have come up and Clara,
well, that's what we
perhaps
said, but
not me, but, you know, he may have wanted to go off somewhere else. And we could all have bunked down on what spare space there was. And
that's
I was
right.
going to do a very primitive, almost medieval, Middle Ages sort of Christmas.
That's right.
I wasn't going to rush around buying horribly expensive things like smoked salmon that I couldn't afford.
No.
I was going to do a big family feast, and I was going to get in a few games like the Monopoly or Lotto, or, you know, I hadn't worked it out, but I thought, oh, what fun!
That's right.
And then invited to be a good mum and go down.
Oh, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, the fact is,
I shall enjoy it, and I'm very touched that.
Well, one year it used to be she'd come to us at dinner time, and then go to Lenny's in the evening. You know,
yeah,
and I mean,
yeah.
It used to be the fact. Oh God, well, we've got to sort of have dinner at 12 o'clock because they've got to be round there by
well,
four.
Well, do you know, when I'm meeting old chaps through this excellent marriage agency. I've never encountered anything like it. They are marvellous. And they sent me a nice old lad, but I knew I was onto a loser when he said, of course, I go to my daughter-in-law every Saturday for lunch. She absolutely insists, because she says she wants to make sure that I'm eating properly. Now, this is a very healthy old man with a very good income who can afford to buy any food he wants. And the fact of the matter is that his son is probably not, he doesn't want to upset his old dad, and it's handy to have him to come on Saturday for lunch and be done with it, as it were. But I thought, surely, Bernard Purbrick, your own sense would tell you nobody wants their old father and father-in-law every Saturday of their life for lunch.
That's right,
one
they don't want it to you all the time.
Oh, no.
Only two. What's the problem,
isn't it? Got your lipsticks now.
And the watch.
Yes,
but
watch,
we took
yeah.
the watch to repair it.
It didn't get repaired.
But it didn't get repaired.
We felt we had a lot of talking to do.
No, well, that's why we thought we'd come home, because we thought we hadn't talked much.
Private coaches. Very expensive.
Or very, they can be. Why?
They're very small.
Right,
I was sitting on
the
old
and
got a couple of
minutes,
even with that shirt down.
Helping the local
so you could undo it, basically, tries your shirt on.
It's got its good
it's
fries.
Not the right size.
Bowels, I help each other
in
business whenever humanly possible.
It's easy to be a sport, but he said they are very
good. We're not snobs. Anyone can join. We come from all walks of life, right across the
social
spectrum.
What can you
do? We've got state agents,
I'm not going to wear them shoes.
Commissioner of Police, the mayor, we've got all sorts.
I thought you'd wear those shoes again then.
That is not all right. Well, all right. We've got a television director.
Can't go. What's
that?
Make sure you've got your shoes on.
I'm going to pop down the betting shop. I'll pick up
two shorts.
What's the matter with that boy? He's all social conscious.
He's going to go there.
Yeah, well, he's one of life's carers, isn't he?
Oh, shit.
It's not too bad.
Reminds me a bit of my mum, doesn't
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Teddy Bear?
Burning in the corner of a pub.
Did you get some flowers?
I suggest that tomorrow, sir.
Oh, that's joking, though. You got that little time?
Well, I said I would, but she said
that
she's
was easy. That's a woman.
I'm out to the market, about 2:11, then I've got to be out at 10:45 to take you to football all afternoon.
What's your name?
Sure.
to go.
Make me jump.
She's burning it. Through
it. You can have some dinner.
I'll get you a drink.
No, I've got one.
Have you checked it?
Remember when they go
for it, will you? I don't know. I was wondering, maybe you'd quite like to come out sometime during the week.
Where?
Off an hour, anywhere.
But with?
She says, mate.
Alright then.
I'll
have to be during the day, because I work in all night to do things.
Jesus, don't
you? See if I can get a day off.
What do you think you run the business?
Well, yeah, I do. I don't run the business, but, you know, I don't like leaving Del in charge because he mucks my system up, you know. Well, I'll phone you on it then.
Yeah.
Right.
See the one he takes in the
tree
in a week.
What's
it
on
your
feet? Oh, I was going to take it. Come on. Oh, what? Lovely. Have you got any news? Okay. Mrs. did get me with her. I'll save your money, given my man. I'm taking her out next week. How'd you manage that? I've been trying to bait her for ages. And bear in mind who's talking here, I've had to employ our secretary to handle all my date. Rodney has got something you haven't got yet on. It is a thing called machismo. I've told you before. Lewis goes for macho men. I have known Rodney a lot longer than you. And he can be a right hard nut when he wants to be. Well, muscle and sweat. That is what Mary stands for. Yeah, but Rodney's no master of the universe, is he? But he has the aura of inner strength. It's wiring, sir. Mary's like,
she's quite easy,
live their lives 100 miles an hour. And they reckon when she's off...
Any news? She had the ulcer test?
The young guy that can put her out is ready here.
Yeah, well, I think you should treat a trip with consideration, you know?
And that is why you wanted to get a date with Nellie's to She prefers a bunch of sides to a bunch of flowers. My man here plays his cards right. See you, big guy.
By this next question. We're not trying to force you into any decision or commitment. The question is simply asked to protect our clients.
Yes, go on, fire away, what on your mind?
What exactly do you see from this proposed introduction? Simply friendship.
Yeah, friendship, yeah, that's good for a start, yeah.
No. What I'm getting at is, do you see this leading to a more permanent relationship or even marriage?
Slow down, John.
You haven't
even sorted me one out yet.
No.
Thank you.
Don't care what the cost. But that is the idea. Is it better than James's certainly? That's what I said, that the double breasted, the Italian style is much nicer.
Raquel,
they're just single breasted.
What you've got to do is, he's another J. Look.
No, straight up.
put these on
me.
He's like this. And he sits there with a suit on. If the suit fits him, it's like, you've got to put your shoulders.
Well, yeah, have you heard of that?
Should be back here.
No.
This. Don't walk around like that, do you?
No.
Like that, but you have your shoulders straight.
You been in anything?
Yes, loads of things, but nothing that you would have seen her in, Rodney.
So, did Jill stay there today, then?
She's not been on top of the
with
pot,
you?
Or repeat to Batman.
Shit,
crap.
Where are you thanking her
then? I am meeting her at Waterloo Station, and I have booked a table for lunch at the Hilton Hotel, Parkland.
You taking a van?
There's nobody there when you got
no,
there.
No, I'm not taking the van.
Where would you make an
A friend of mine's in show business introduced
me. So you're doing your Christmas shopping tomorrow?
Oh, wait a minute. The other day
as you're doing, if you don't get any bits, you can get it in Guildford tomorrow.
Oh, well,
what was it? Are we going to wait?
It's your mate, an agent.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, yes, he's a show business agent. Yeah.
Your Christmas shopping.
Bloody hell, you've got to go for one night.
Late night shopping till about 8 or 9.
I'll get you hers as well.
You don't pay in the car parks, do you, Dave?
Still, you don't think you might be being a little bit...
You shopped over there.
Oh,
after
what,
6 o'clock. In the car park, so you don't pay.
Maybe, but I can afford it.
Multi-storey car park, so you don't have to pay after 6
I mean,
o'clock, do you? You met Guildford
one.
It might be 6:30.
Don't think you're being a teensy-weensy bit over the top. Because, I mean, she's an actress, isn't she?
She's
that'll be cool and laid back.
Roddy, give me credit for having
late-night shopping.
I do know that a woman
we'll
like
on
Raquel
Wednesday.
Appreciates a subtle approach. I have played the
be
game
ready on
before.
Wednesday, say.
I do
it's
know
what
I'd
be best to be given a tingle.
No.
Yeah,
for Thursday, she said jazz.
Well, I mean, it was
best of luck,
wasn't
it?
And the guy just walked in. He obviously had been in Greens and brought a suit. Open the door for us, Rodney, will you?
Stuff in this, not a. That Mr. Howard, he had them at 129, the good ones. And you could see the difference between them and the Burtons. Well, it's a £99 one, aren't they? You tried that one on straight away and you liked it, though.
Is it a free war day?
It was the last time I came.
I've been in a free war day before.
Well, then you have never lived,
Miss. It's a bit,
You've got your own work and everything. When are you meant to be going to bed tomorrow, then?
It's the odour of honest toil and sweat, Miss. So, where do you fancy going?
Your homework up today.
Well, you just name your destination.
I don't care.
Oh, so there's nowhere special?
You can get much done this morning.
Anywhere.
Well, shall we take in a movie?
I don't fancy the pictures.
Well, how about a drink?
No. Perhaps an Andy or horrible.
Do you fancy an hamburger?
An hamburger.
Just
have
a dinner.
Well, where do you want to go, then?
I don't mind. Anywhere.
Well, no, that's cool, Neris. We'll just cruise.
What, in a freewheel van?
Yes. Be an experience you will never forget, Neris.
What's he done? Put his cigarette out? Lucy, oh, he's waiting for the other one, isn't he?
Raquel,
is it? Look at the size of that flower.
It's an old brass, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
Come on, you're not Raquel, are you?
I can be anyone you want me to be.
What I mean is, you're not an actress, eh?
Well, I've played a few demanding roles in my time. There's a very nice little hotel round the corner. Why don't we go in?
No. Sorry, it's all right. It's been a mistake.
Mark, she's got a friend around
tonight.
Oh. You're one of those who just likes to talk,
aren't
you?
No, no, there's been a mistake, a genuine mistake, right? I'm waiting for someone, and I thought that you... I'm beginning to lose my rag with you, sweetheart. Now, I'm going to count to ten, right? Then I'm going to shove these flowers right up your...
Trying to win the war against drugs. This hall was from a drugs pusher operating from a council flat. Pusher?
She's going to her son's Christmas Eve and she doesn't want to travel down the day 25 on the 24th. Yeah, so she's going to come to me on the 23rd at 4 o'clock to stay the night and they go early. Because I've got to go to work. That's my sister, I'm not old. Thank you.
is, is about 4 or 5. Let's put it up for 1 or 5.
Metal is getting me, ladies. $2.99.
Why she's come over. over if she was babysitting the evening. I'm not sure it didn't even cross my mind. I forgot all about it. She was talking about she'd spoke to people just to want to have breakfast with her on Christmas. That would be nice. She's to use public transport and I said, well, I think they're mad. To go over Guildford, well, are they?
Oh,
I said, if you're going to do it, I said, the best way is to get six to drop you outside about 45 hours later, pick you up.
Can we just take them down to somewhere like Mission's Farm?
Do you go into the
pantomime?
What about
Christmas
there? Yeah. You could have the window open, but... And I think another place that's really meant to be nice is Chapman's.
Chapman's, yeah. All the decorations, you can see the kids can see.
Look, I don't like the pink though with it. I might eventually, not at the moment.
You mean, what don't you like?
I don't like the salmon-y, the lines.
Oh,
the
I
too
think.
Light with the darker pink, but eventually, I mean, they're up anyway now.
They're lovely.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with them. Because it was the tops I didn't, you know, they took the time and the material.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Oh,
I managed to get eight of them done. I dreamed here last night. We were up till one.
It's
well,
not a
very
first big one, is it?
We came at three.
Mm.
And then we went at four to Mark's.
Where
at? Cambly. Because I mean, as you know, I hadn't started the Christmas shopping and I just wanted to break the whole lot.
Mm.
And then this morning we went at 9:30 to Guildford. We shopped till 4:45.
Mm.
Come home to work in about two.
Mm.
Yeah, just about. I've just got sort of like bits and pieces to sort of get.
Mm. Oh, I was going to say to you, did you get Brenda a colour or organ?
No.
I know someone that's selling one. It's really good. It's over £300 worth.
Yeah.
That one at Desi's.
Yeah.
play. You don't have a new play. It's got all the drum noises, everything.
How big is it?
How big is that one of the beds you play?
Massive.
Well, it's not massive.
Is it on a stand?
Well, it's not on a stand.
Or on a
He has got a stand. He's got earphones,
Earphones a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's really, it's over £300, not £120.
It's a Yamaha thing.
A Yamaha.
It's a proper, nice one.
It's about 300 grand.
I don't think it's that old. It's black.
It's brand new.
It's got all the, tones on it, what you can use.
You can make it into a guitar.
I mean, it's really a...
With all the instruments?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it? Do you know the guy that's...
Yeah, it's Mick's, Julie and Dave.
My auntie.
Or brother?
No, no. Mick's sister's boyfriend, who she lives with on Goldsworth.
Oh, yeah. Can we have a look at it?
Yeah.
You'd be able to
get
it and just
say... Yeah, I'll drop it.
Even if you leave it at your house and I look at it.
It's, because I said, because Mick said to me, he says, Brenda got one for Carly yet. So I said, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's a business, this one, Brenda.
Yeah, well, it's...
You can either have batteries or plug it in.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have batteries.
No, but he's, because he is into music, and he does a bit of his
own. Do you reckon it's too expensive for it, though?
It is, I mean, it's a business type, you know, it's, he does all his music on it, like he makes up.
So, like you say, it's probably the proper one, isn't it?
Oh, it's a nice one. It's not a kiddies one. I mean, it's
it'll
a business,
work.
But it's not.
Is he throwing in the stand as well?
Do you know, I never took a lot of notice of it when he used to play it, because it's black and he had people sitting in it. Because Claire was playing, you had a go with it, didn't you?
And I'd heard that 2 hours ago.
He showed us some. Played us back some music that he'd done on it. It's nice. It's a pretty nice proper one.
Well, if you can get it down,
does
he not use it anymore?
No, because he's just been made redundant and he needs the money.
The golf club's noisy.
No, it's not into golf, unfortunately.
And it's got some really good sounds on it.
Oh, it's a nice one.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the one she wanted was £99.
Mm. Oh, well, it's a lot of stuff for that. I mean, it's over £300 worth of organ.
You know those really big
ones? If it's got a stand and everything like that, it's worth it, because then she can have it in the conservatory.
Well, he had it on something. He must have had it on a
stand. Yeah, he had it on a unit with his thing there, but I think he has got a stand in his bedroom.
I'm asking. I didn't take a lot of notice, Brenda, because
you
before
that's right.
You said you wanted it.
Yeah.
It was only Mick said to me yesterday about it, and I said, oh, I'll ask Brenda, but...
At least for someone like that, you know, I mean...
Well, he's into music. I mean, he plays the guitar, and he used to play the group, and...
It's funny enough, she said tonight, because she's around her friend sleeping.
Yeah.
And her friend's mum said, what do you want for Christmas? She said, well, what I would really like, she said, is a proper... organ, she said. It's £99, but my mum and dad won't let me have it.
Oh,
I said, no, you're not having it. I said, I can't afford it.
This is one that they would use in a group, you know, backing music.
Yeah,
as well.
Start a group up.
Well, she'd
love
sing.
That.
You know the new ones? You know the new ones out, the really big ones?
Yeah.
What's bigger than those?
It's like those. It's a real nice one.
It's not too heavy.
Oh, it's not. No. It's
it must be one that you can sort of carry, a lightweight.
Oh, yeah. It's not... A heavy thing.
Well, they must, I mean, they go up in...
Let's have a look so I can remember what it looks like.
I know what it looks like. It's a Yamaha keyboard.
Is it a Yamaha?
I doubt it'll be in there.
No, I'll just get them for you and then you can show me.
I doubt it'll be in there. It's a really good one, yeah.
So where's Lee then?
He's out with, James. It's around James's house.
They've got them in there then, don't
they?
Yeah.
No, these are the £300 ones.
Well, don't be rude, but I'm going to disappear.
Can you set the alarm for 6 o'clock?
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. I've got to be 6 o'clock. She's coming around at 7.
Who's that?
It's Dior. I'm going to Flatbush Market. Tomorrow I'm going to have a shopping done. I'm going to get Lee's skiing stuff. It's the only day we've got to go tomorrow. It's Mickey's mum.
Have any
Rogers have got a car. No, that's all they've got for there. These are all the Yamaha.
It's kind of like that one, but it's got...
Yeah, it's like those.
See all these little ones, these £99 ones.
No,
here.
No, it's in the, it's like these.
Have we got the full size keys?
No, it's like these.
It's a big one about that size.
Like that.
And it's got drum pads on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a good one, wouldn't it, for a...
And you can connect a...
It's big like these.
It's got a microphone.
I think you can, I don't know.
Yeah, it must have, because he takes off a bit.
Yeah, it's got a kind of stand like that.
That's it,
so yeah, I can't remember. I didn't take any notice of it. I'll bring it round. The thing is, I get it and you have a look at it.
Yeah, but don't, you mustn't tell Carla. We must do it with luck.
Because I can leave it around my house. If I leave it around my house in my spare room,
I'll probably be
playing
with it.
I'll
come and have a look at it.
Yeah.
You get it in the week or
by
Sunday, mix it, and while I'll bring the ironing back next Sunday.
Yeah.
She's not with me, and then I'll come and have a look at it.
Yeah. So I didn't take a lot of notice of it. I mean, I know. It's a fasty one.
The thing is, it's worth, if we're going to pay out £90 for...
6 o'clock.
Good night, Jane. See you later. Good night.
Once we looked after his motorbike.
I'll have a cigarette with you and then I've got a bonus card. I have some stuff up in the car then.
Did you see you last week? You were in the barn.
Oh,
you?
It was so cold and I felt ripped back out and I said to me, alright, get home and have a hot bath.
And because I picked to come, I don't know why I came sort of that sort of time.
I've got in. All I wanted was a hot bath.
On the way to football as well, coming back.
I wasn't cold, I just felt, wanted to relax and...
Yeah, that's the thing to, because I brought most of Carmen's stuff now, but it's like, day to day took Lee, he'd seen a suit, because we've got to have this, suit, for this ball.
Yeah.
And, went to Burton's, he saw one for £90, of course Dave took him out, £180 he spent, bought him the suit, he said, no, he's not been that one, he said, bought my Italian double breasted, lovely suit. Bought him a tie to go, proper tie. The tie was more than the shirt, silk tie. I said, do you really want to spend that much? Of course, that's what I said.
And what's this for?
He's got to have it for this ball. And to hire one is £50. He hasn't got a suit. But like Dayton, he chose it with Lee, so he can wear it too.
Yeah.
And they said, if we've got if we go out and you need a suit, he'll wear it as well. The thing is, after Christmas, Lee's got to wear a suit for football. Because you have to then wear a jacket and we have to wear a suit.
I'm talking. How do you get on with your first experience?
Shit.
You like it though?
They kept apologising because he only had one day of practical, football. Because there was nothing on this week. Obviously, he was doing the pose to not make him the team. I said, no, you kids don't, do you? Sort of jobs like that.
You football in tomorrow?
Yeah. So we're going to, it's just been unfortunate, it's been one of those weekends. I mean, Jenny put her iron around on Friday. I did a bit, and I said, I'm going to go right through and do it. And that's what I've got, those two, to sort of do. And,
I did all my washing, I put it out, and I popped out of working. Of course, while I was out in rain, that's what was in the drawer about. I've still got some on the line, but I can't
leave that
out.
No, I haven't washed all mine yet, because I'm so with Jean here, but I just wanted to sort of break. You know what it's like, you go on, and you keep putting it off, and of course me, he's just going to have bits and pieces. Days as you come with a pair of jeans and
a... So who's he playing football for next week, and then?
Unless he signs on with somebody else. On the work experience, they've asked him to go up and help the train at gym. Because he did go one day this week to help special need. They were older than me, they were 16, 17 year olds.
And you had Gary Lineker's key.
What happened?
You've got leukemia.
Leukemia?
Acute leukemia, and it affects only two babies a year.
I knew it was ill.
Serious, apparently. Only two babies a year get it. It's a very, very rare form of it. Imagine how you have all the millions of babies born that you have to have.
So all that money is gone.
That's what said, I'd give it all up, he said, to have my kid normal. So money ain't everything, is it, at the end of the day? Ages, 8 years, and...
That's a clever t-shirt, isn't it?
Put
your hands on it. You can
make patterns
on it for the heat
of your body. Changes the colour. If you get a blue one, $10.99. For children.
For 14.
Yeah.
What are you having
for Christmas anyway? Oh, she's had a puppy.
I only want 4 things.
She's had a puppy and she wants it. We get
her
some little
bits.
Not the Barbie doll, the big Barbie doll.
Yeah, the new year ones.
Christmas ones coming out. They bring one out every year for Christmas.
I got every year one, not to date.
I kind of want soft toys. Remote control car. You're joking.
I want this Ghost Rider thing, you know.
Well, we end up bombing the canary,
isn't
she?
Well, I did well today because at Debenhams I had a 20% voucher in essentials in the Christmas catalogue. You've got 20% voucher. And if you shop one shop, so I did the whole shop. £170. Something like that. Anyway, I got it down to 113.
Does that say
rechargeable? And I bought loads. I mean, I bought my brother-in-law 18 quid. It was this really nice sweatshirt. £2.20 better, but if I just get a few bits and pieces and then present it in this box. It's lovely, the box. This is what Carla's made with these.
Oh, yeah.
Carla
made with
those? Yeah, because she all, they're all a bit squashed now. There's four sweets in.
Oh, yeah.
They're all for our friends.
Oh, they're nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then these are for her teachers. She's done smellies in them.
Smell? Oh, did you give her the material?
Yeah, well, all it is knitting by from Singers. But these at craft fairs, they sell, I mean, they probably cost you.
Yeah, they're lovely.
These chocolate ones,
they're nice.
I bought 30 of these chocolates for 99p. You can see how many she's made. That's just three circles of net, and then on the kids, because they're going to throw it away, I use this stuff, curled it, she did.
Yeah.
So I put a ribbon on the teachers.
Oh.
The teachers, I mean, what I use these for, I don't use them, because they're small. I put them not into the drawers.
That's why, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I mean, they probably cost about
10p.
Oh, God. Look at that. Mm. That's awful, isn't it?
Kiddies chairs we were selling, like school chairs, wooden ones. She bought four from us, and we're only at £1 each. And she rag painted them all, put stencils on all of them, and she did a beautiful, given presents to her nieces. Yeah. So she said, "I've got a nice present."